Psalm 45, the king whose wedding smells like sacrifice. Yesterday, Psalm 44 left us in the dust of defeat. Psalm 45 answers in a way we would not expect, not with an explanation, but with a wedding. Scripture is bold enough to say that God's answer to a battered people is not merely survival, but union. History is moving toward a marriage feast. This is called a love song, yet it is more than that. The poet says his heart overflows. The Hebrew word suggests something bubbling up, as if truth has become too alive to stay inside. And notice what makes the king beautiful. First, not his jawline or armor, but his speech. Grace is poured upon his lips. In the Bible, beauty is often heard before it is seen. A ruler is lovely when his words heal, judge rightly, and do not flatter lies. That matters, because this king carries a sword. But unlike the kings of Egypt, Assyria, or Babylon, who filled their monuments with boasts of crushing nations, this king rides out for truth, meekness, and righteousness. That pairing is astonishing. Power usually protects itself. This king spends power for the sake of what is true and for the meek. Christians cannot read this without seeing Jesus, lowly on a donkey in one scene, riding in judgment in Revelation 19 in another. The Lamb is not weak. He is dangerous to everything false. Then the psalm suddenly exceeds any ordinary wedding. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. This is why many Christian thinkers, from Augustine to Calvin, said the psalm outruns every earthly king. The language becomes too large for Solomon, too bright for any merely human bridegroom. Hebrews 1:8 and 9 hears this rightly and places the words on the lips of the Father concerning the Son. Here, hidden in Israel's worship, is a strange early light of the mystery Christians would later call the Trinity. The king is addressed as God, and yet God is also your God. Even the wedding fragrances are startling. Myrrh and aloes are festive here, but they also appear at Jesus' burial in John 19:39. The bridegroom of Psalm 45 comes smelling not only of celebration, but of sacrifice. He wins his bride at cost to himself. The church stands at his right hand because he first went into the grave. Western readers often stumble over the call to the bride. Leave your people and your father's house. This is not a command to erase memory. It is covenant language. Genesis 2:24 already taught that marriage creates a new center of loyalty. In Christ, baptism relocates us. We do not cease to be who we were, but our deepest belonging changes. We are no longer defined by our old house. And one more lovely detail, this psalm is from the sons of Korah, descendants of rebels once swallowed in judgment. Grace gave that family a new inheritance, not rebellion, but worship. A fitting hymn, Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying. Suggested cross-references, Hebrews 1:8-9, Genesis 2:24, Ephesians 5:25-27, John 19:39, Revelation 19:7-16, Isaiah 65:12. Prayer. Lord Jesus, true King and costly Bridegroom, make us faithful to your voice. Pull our hearts away from old loyalties and teach us to love your truth, your meekness, and your righteous rule. Make your church beautiful at your right hand. Amen.